USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Joe Biden's Secretary of State should resign for displaying gross, deliberate incompetence. Here's South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman.
You can't make the mistakes that this man is making. The Secretary of State, under Mike Pompeo, he kept the nation informed. He directed the things that we needed to do. Blinken has been absent at the wheel on everything.
Walgreens Boots Alliance Incorporated will give a one-time bonus of $1,250 to its full-time pharmacists and a $1,000 payment to part-time pharmacists, the drugstore chain said on Friday, as major retailers try to retain people amid an intense labor shortage. Those responsible for administering flu and COVID-19 vaccines will be given a $1,000 reward throughout a six-month retention period. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Alan Dershowitz tells Newsmax the Sussman indictment is the weakest I have ever seen.
It's about the weakest indictment I have ever seen. I've been doing this for 55 years. It's a he said dispute about precisely what was said during a meeting between FBI agents and the defendant. He wasn't under oath.
He says the FBI's work model is to lie to people, to tell them they have more evidence than they have, to tell them that their friends have decided to cooperate. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Friday ordered the immediate release of 191 inmates from the crisis-stricken Rikers Island Correctional Facility, saying that the individuals in question had served their debt to society but ended up back in prison due to technical parole violations. Hochul made the announcement at a Friday event at which she signed the Less is More Community Supervision and Revocation Reform Act into law, a criminal justice reform measure. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
The UN General Assembly is using the honor system to make sure world leaders are vaccinated for next week's session. Dan Naraki explains.
When the United Nations General Assembly meets next week in New York, the body will take world leaders at their word that they've been vaccinated against COVID. The President of the General Assembly said in a Thursday letter that attendees will be required to be vaccinated to attend the gathering, but said that there won't be any process to verify whether or not they have. The policy coming to comply with a New York City vaccine requirement for convention centers, which it said last week that the General Assembly would fall under. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Illegal immigrants who have gathered in a Texas bridge area will be expelled, the Department of Homeland Security announced Saturday. The DHS made the announcement after various reports said that thousands of illegal immigrants are amassing under an international bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Some 9,000 illegal immigrants, including Haitians, Cubans, and Venezuelans, were in the area. Valverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez said on Thursday. However, the number has increased to 14,000, according to the Border Patrol. The illegal immigrants are being relocated to other processing locations to accelerate the deportation process. DHS is conducting regular expulsion and removal flights to Haiti, Mexico, Ecuador, and Northern Triangle countries, the agency said in a statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.